Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Americans home from infected cruise ship.
They're still subjected to a 14-day quarantine.
Rising water in the deep south.
They're surrounded by water in their home, and it looks like they could be up there for days.
MLB sticks to sign-stealing punishment.
Losing your job is a pretty serious deterrent.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Two plane loads of Americans are back in the U.S. this morning. They had been trapped on the Diamond Princess, the cruise ship in Japan, where there are more than 450 coronavirus cases. KOVR-TV's Ryan Hill says one jet arrived at California's Travis Air Force Base, and those on board will face 2 weeks of quarantine.
They will not be at the same facility. I am being told by a spokesperson at Travis that it will be some sort of lodging facility on the main campus area. Travis has also stated that no Travis Air men or women will come into contact with the individuals who are here on quarantine. They've made that implicitly clear.
The other plane arrived at a base in San Antonio. CBS's Deborah Pata says there's frustration for others left behind.
For the over 40 Americans left behind in hospitals in Japan, last night's evacuation was tough to bear.
It was kind of devastating not to be able to join them.
Rebecca Frazier from Oregon has been in hospital for nearly 2 weeks with the virus, but has had none of its symptoms. Her husband, who tested negative, is waiting for her on the Diamond Princess. They are worried that they might have to undergo further quarantine in the U.S.
It's a strain mentally, emotionally. We have lives to get back to back home, and I get that they need to make sure that we're clear. But once we're clear, we need to go home.
Well, now to the south, where there's a state of emergency in Mississippi, one of several states where there's been destructive flooding. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Jackson, where there's concern along the Pearl River.
Jackson's floodwaters filled the streets and forced evacuations over the weekend ahead of warnings that more rain is on the way.
This is a precarious situation that could turn at any moment.
At least four people had to be rescued from their homes as the fast-rising waters from the Pearl River flooded entire neighborhoods.
Do y'all know of anybody
that's still back here?
Emergency crews used boats to bring people and pets trapped in their homes back to dry land. As water was released from an overwhelmed reservoir upriver of the Capitol.
Which will bring another 12 to 18 inches of water into the river.
As people waded through knee-deep water, others made their way down the street paddling in boats.
In Washington, CBS's Paula Reed has details on new pressure on Attorney General William Barr after his move last week to lower the sentencing recommendation for a friend and ally of President Trump.
Over 1,100 former justice officials who've worked in both Republican and Democratic administrations called Barr's decision to intervene in the Roger Stone case a grave threat to the fair administration of justice. Now, the attorney general says the president has never asked him to do anything in a criminal case. But CBS News has learned that Barr's relationship with the rank and file is increasingly strained. And it's not just about his intervention in the Stone case, but also this unusual trend of tapping his U.S. attorneys to review or reinvestigate matters of significant interest to President Trump.
Well, Mr. Trump took his presidential limo to Florida yesterday for a lap before kicking off NASCAR's Daytona 500.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
A campaign pit stop before a supportive crowd. The race was halted by rain and will be run today. A Washington State woman is in custody accused of trying to kidnap a three-week-old baby. CBS's Carter Evans has the story.
Authorities say Juliet Parker used social media to lure in unsuspecting moms, offering free maternity photos. She says she wanted to build her portfolio, but detectives allege her real motive was much more sinister.
She wanted a girl, and she wanted him 5 weeks and younger so she could raise it herself, take it out of state, and pretend it was a newborn of her own.
A mom in Washington State answered the post, inviting Parker into her home 3 times. During the third visit, authorities say Parker and her 16-year-old daughter gave the woman a cupcake. The mom suddenly began vomiting and feeling numb and drowsy.
They put drugs in a cupcake. She ate it for the attempt to take her kid.
Parker and her daughter were arrested at their house about 40 miles south of Seattle.
The woman who ate the cupcake has been released from the hospital. Now to Chicago, where CBS's David Begnaud says the NBA's greatest players had an all-time great on their minds just weeks after his tragic death.
We'll never see another basketball player quite like Kobe.
Lakers legend Magic Johnson kicked off the night of all-star tributes to Kobe Bryant, led by some of Chicago's biggest names.
We won't say goodbye.
Jennifer Hudson wore Lakers purple as she performed an emotional tribute.
And that's dedication. And that's the fight. So even in the darkest times, you'll feel Kobe's light.
Common and Chance the Rapper also delivered their own celebrations of Bryant's life.
Ain't no one wiser, ain't no one better than you.
Bryant's legacy weighed heavily on basketball fans like DeVale Gates.
I definitely wanted to honor Kobe.
The Major League Baseball commissioner says he won't tolerate beanball retaliation against members of the 2017 Houston Astros. Some players have made threats in the wake of the sign-stealing scandal that's led to calls for their World Series title to be stripped.
Commissioner Rob Manfred says he stands by his decision not to punish the players involved, but did consider taking away the Houston Astros' 2017 World Series title.
It was high in terms of the minutes that we spent talking about it.
Ultimately, he says he relied on precedent.
It had never happened in baseball.
Manfred says the facts are out there for people to judge.
Whether or not you put an asterisk or ask for the trophy back, I don't think it makes that much difference.
Peter King, CBS News, Northport, Florida.
General Motors says it's pulling out of Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand. The automaker says it's been disappointed in financial numbers there. A movie trailer last year prompted social media derision. With the movie out months later, who's laughing now?
How are you not dead?
I have no idea.
It was all about Jim Carrey and a blue hedgehog at the box office. Despite ridicule over his redesign, Sonic topped the box office with an estimated $57 million in ticket sales. That's the highest grossing open ever for a video game adaptation. The retitled Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, slid into a distant second place with $17 million. Fantasy Island, The Photograph, and Downhill rounded out the top five. Parasite had a post-Oscars bump at the box office as well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
We salute 97-year-old Donald Stratton, who died over the weekend. He survived the Pearl Harbor attack on the USS Arizona. Now just 2 crew members are still alive. Stratton wrote a book about it that was a bestseller. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.